Let's get to our Cypress Hills destination area Piffles player profile. I really want to know. Tell me who are you? There are people too. Kickers are people too. And you're going to learn about one of them, the guy who's actually replacing Tyler Capinha, who, you know, Saskatchewan loves, and I love as well, but Brett Lawther, and he's been an integral part of this team's success so far. He's been a lot better than I think pretty much everybody would have expected. Here's a little bit from Brett Lawther.
First impression of coming to the Riders earlier this season?
Coming in, I just kind of put my head down and go to work. I've been here a couple times before, so I guess I was at the old Mosaic and the new one here, and yeah, I mean, this team, this organization, it's kind of, I guess, like the Yankees or whatever, the pinnacle where you want to play in the league.
Now, a lot of people very happy with Tyler Capinha last year in the last couple of years. Obviously, him being hurt and you stepping up here. What's it been like for you to kind of step up and be a real leader on this team, and especially when the offense isn't finishing drives, you're making a lot of your field goals. What does that kind of mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the guys on this team we have like our set leadership and in the locker room, and I mean, I don't pipe up or try to say too much like that, but just going out on the field and trying to lead by example and doing whatever I can to get points on the board and get wins is really all I care about. So at the end of the day, that's all I'm trying to do.
Now, what's it like for a kicker coming to a place like Saskatchewan, where we have kind of a storied history with kickers, Paul McCallum, Dave Ridgway, and now yourself? What's that like?
For me, I'm definitely being my first few games here. It's the first time I started a season, so looking at some of those big names or guys like that, I'm not really trying to play it up too much so I psych myself out or something like that. But at the same time, I mean, just trying to go out there and go one for one every kick, and last game missed a couple, but try to keep bouncing back, and I know it's a long season. So yeah, those guys, we have some big names that have played for this team before, and hopefully maybe I could live up to even like a tenth of the career they had.
Now, lining up for a field goal, what's going through your mind?
For me, I just get out there. Most of the time we try to have the wind down or what it is before if we need to play a different line or aim where you got to aim. So I just try to pick my line before I get back, a couple steps back, couple over. Josh gives the ready call, and then I usually just make sure my line's still good with the flags and everything. And then after that, it's just go to work.
Now, like I said, we don't want to do a lot of X's and O's. We want to know more about you. What do you do on a day off? Your workout's done, you're just kind of lounging back, you have a day to yourself. What keeps you busy?
A lot of the time I just like to stay in touch with friends and family back home. So, I mean, some calls here and there, and we have a good hookup out here with getting out to the lake and being on some boats and stuff, so it feels like back home in Nova Scotia. And other than that, I hang out with Jorgen and Josh, obviously, a lot. They're my roommates, so I mean, we do a lot of different stuff, from just hanging out at home to golfing. I like to golf a lot. Off season, I like to play hockey a lot. And then other than that, just concentrating on football, watching a lot of film, and just getting ready for the next game.
Now, if you weren't a football player, what would you be doing right now?
Hopefully a hockey player. That was what I grew up playing, and didn't get into football till high school and whatnot. So, yeah, I always dreamed of being like a professional hockey player, and then kind of just made the move when I got a scholarship in university to go play football more serious, and still played some junior hockey and when football ended. But yeah, it was always a dream of mine to like win a Stanley Cup, so now it's just changed over to the Grey Cup.
Who would you play for?
Montreal, the Canadiens, where I always wanted to play. And growing up, it's the same, I guess, like being here. If you're playing for Montreal or Toronto, that'd be a dream. But anywhere you can play, it's always, you're having fun.
Now, you say you're a golfer. What's your favorite golf course around the city?
We've been out to Aspen Links a lot. We got a good connection over there with those guys, and they've been great. So, yeah, it's really, I've been to a couple other ones in previous years. I just can't remember the names of them. I know there's a lot around here, and especially like outside. But yeah, got out twice so far this year, and so just trying to get back in the swing of things right now.
So when you guys are on the road, obviously you spend a lot of time with the, you know, roommates and everything too. What's the best prank you guys have done on each other? Because I know pranks have to happen, right? So what's the best one that comes to mind?
The ones that I can talk about are probably like leaners on doors. You know some guys' doors, and you just like lean a cup of water or something in there just to play around with them. But other than that, there's on the road, it's more or less at home. I feel like a lot of stuff on the road, you're trying to be more serious and stuff, so maybe 2 days before. But yeah, other than that, they're kind of not PG, some of the pranks that we pull off.
So, a couple of lightning round type questions. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke, but I don't drink pop.
Fair enough. Cookies or cake?
Ooh, cookies.
Action or comedy?
Comedy.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Brent, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Guys.